Now, I've made no secret of the fact that I'm not real fond of the fact that a lot of people from Illinois end up somewhere else, including Louisiana, including Minnesota, Wisconsin. I could go on and on. I think almost all other states. I don't think we've transplanted anyone to Puerto Rico yet, but I'm going to ask to step up here next a Illinois transplant, Carrie Spallo, who's going to tell you about a product that his company makes. And what Carrie did was he contacted me some time back and said, I'd like to give something away, and I'd like to do it to someone in Illinois. And I said, well, you know, I think we could probably help facilitate this process. So we did it. Carrie, have you found the mic?
I've got it.
All right, go.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Wow, it's a pleasure to be back in my home state of Illinois. I miss you guys a lot.
We miss you.
And it's a pleasure to be here this afternoon, and I must apologize. I'm not going to be here tonight at the banquet. My apologies. I'm wanted in the great state of Minnesota tomorrow morning, so I'll be up there tomorrow. But as Patty just mentioned, I started a company. It's called Independent Science, and we make scientific instrumentation accessible to people with to people with print disabilities, which, of course, includes blind and low-vision kids. And we partnered with a company called Veneer Software and Technology out of Beaverton, Oregon. And they're the largest science probe distributor in the United States, and they sell lab equipment to schools from coast to coast. And so what my company has done is we partnered with Veneer to make their product line talk. Now, the nice thing about this interface and this partnership is We're not just making one item talk. It'd be very cost prohibitive to make a talking thermometer or a talking pH probe or a talking balance. So we took their software application and made it talk using text-to-speech screen readers such as JAWS and others coming up in the near future. So just watch our website for that. So that was our first collaboration, was the probeware plugged into a hub device that then interfaced with the PC. And you use the data collection software to get the computer to speak your probe readings, and you can do your data analysis and things of that sort. Well, and that's all fine and dandy, but we always want the next generation of technology. So we applied for a National Science Foundation Small Business Innovation Research Grant to develop the next generation of talking tools for the blind. And Veneer had developed a device called a LabQuest device. And I'm holding one in my hand for those that can see. Non-visually impaired kids use this all the time. And it's a handheld device. It's got an onboard computer. It's about the size of a TI-83 calculator. And you can plug any one of a number of up to 200 different science probes into this device. So not only is it good for chemistry, although I'm synonymous with the term chemistry, you can do physics activities with this, biology activities, and things of that sort. So a range of the probes you can plug into this device are, we have, of course, balances, pH probes, temperature probes. But then you can get into motion sensors, magnetic field, voltage. In the biology realm, there's a heart rate monitor. And I actually had a guy demonstrating the heart rate monitor to me one day, and he literally did have a heart attack while he was doing it. And so I thought the numbers weren't making sense. Well, no, they were making perfect sense. It was because he was having a problem. And so we dealt with that by calling 911. And so, but there are biological applications as well. And so this handheld device, our product, we're calling it the Talking LabQuest. And so we took this NSF grant and developed a text-to-speech screen reader for the handheld. So now you can not only take scientific data in the science laboratory classroom, but it's so small. For those of you that can see, I'm putting it in my pocket, and it fits in my pocket nice and snug, and you can take it into the field. So you can go as part of a physics class to an amusement park and get on a roller coaster and plug in an accelerometer and get on the roller coaster and measure acceleration and velocity measurements with your classmates right on the ride. Or you can take it out into a forest preserve and measure the pH of a stream or the temperature or salinity of the water from the ocean. Whatever it happens to be, you can do it with this little critter. So I'm going to fire this little guy up. Let's let's see if you can hear the speech on this guy. I'm not sure how this is going to work.
Okay.
And wouldn't you know, this is still a prototype device I'm holding.
And
there you go. Can you hear that?
Yeah. It talks. We can hear it up here.
Yes. You get it in front of an audience, it gets shy. Like a little child. But anyway, so we're going to be releasing this for commercialization later this fall. And for more information, you can go to independentscience.com. But as part of this whole partnership, I was contacted last spring by the Alpha Chi Sigma Chemistry Professional Fraternity from the University of Illinois. And they asked me, as a member and a brother of the fraternity, that they wanted to do a fundraiser to help blind students. So they went out and raised hundreds of dollars to then purchase the first talking LabQuest for either a teacher or a blind student in the state of Illinois. Now, this would have happened sooner, but with technology development, it takes things longer to unfold, and so that's why it's happening this year instead of last year. But so thanks to Patty and the NFP of Illinois, we asked for your assistance to help find a suitable candidate to receive this award, and we collected a number of applicants. And thanks to you guys, we have a winner, and it's Pamela R. Golden from Champaign, Illinois, who she is a teacher of the blind, and she is going to be using this with her students to help them have more hands-on science learning experiences and to eliminate the quote-unquote working with a sighted partner approach, because we found that through hands-on science learning experiences, it encourages more students to have higher academic achievement in science and encourages them to study career professions in the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM professions, which, as you may know, is where a lot of money is to be made in many career avenues. So, my dad is here. He serves as the Chief Operations Officer of Independent Science, and he's going to read the certificate that we're about to present to Pamela, and then after that, then we'll let Pamela have a few words. So, if you want to step right up and read that.
All right. You got it, Carrie. I keep forgetting I call him Carrie, but really he's Dr. Carrie now. I've always wanted a doctor in my family. Okay, I'll read the certificate. Independent Science Talking LabQuest Scholarship. This certificate is presented on the 8th day of October 2011 by Independence Science. It's spelled I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-C-E, not independent. By Independence Science to Pamela R. Golden, and is valid for one talking LabQuest. When the software for this innovative and new technology is available, we're hoping it'll be soon, like this year. The above named will be able to redeem this original certificate for the device, and it will be shipped to a location of the recipient's choice in Perrins, domestic addresses only. So don't leave the country. Independent Science would like to acknowledge the Zeta chapter of the Alpha Chi Sigma Chemistry Professional Fraternity and the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois State Affiliate. Yay! For their support of this scholarship. Signed by Dr. Carrie Cipollo, President Independence Science, and Joseph Cullen, Master Alchemist, whatever that is, Alpha Chi Sigma Zeta chapter. Congratulations, Pam.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm not going to dance. I know you did.
Yes, but as a noted scientist, it did surprise
me. I had spent spring and summer trying to find a solution for one of my students. I have only 8 students. I teach in rural Champaign County, which means that I have 3 different school districts, travel 30 miles between, and a school district has a hard time justifying spending money on one student. So I didn't know what to do about my student who was college-bound, wanting to get into a career that she would need lab sciences for, the teacher who was very willing to work but had no clue what to do, said she would only have her in chemistry if there was a contingency of after 6 weeks we'll reevaluate. And so I spent all summer trying to find some solution. And lo and behold, in September, I got an email talking about this scholarship, and I applied and said, I had a great need. I have 8 students. I would use it between the students. I would share it with other teachers in the area. And they picked me, and I'm so thrilled and honored because it's going to meet a need. And also, it'll enable teachers to know what to ask for from the Illinois Instructional Materials Center. I had also called them, and they said, well, you have to tell us what you want. We can't guide you. So I didn't know what to ask for, and I was stuck again. So this way, teachers will be able to try it and know that that's what they want, and they'll be able to order it. So thank you again.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Pam. I have 2 comments, Pam. I do want to encourage you to attend our national convention next summer, so we'll talk again between now and then. And I think it's very appropriate that this gift from a U of I fraternity went to someone from Champaign. That was not intentional. But we would love it if at some point you would go or have your student go and demo this for that fraternity for us.
Oh, that would be...
I'd love it. Yeah. Very much so.
And in fact, Pam Duda, who is the case coordinator for our area, has had different sororities and fraternities work together with our students in engineering and other activities. So, yeah, we have connections with the U of I already, so...
I think
she would be willing. My student would be willing to demonstrate it.
And thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Pam is staying with us tonight, so please get to know her. Make her feel welcome. I want her back. And Carrie, thank you for giving us this opportunity, too.